This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Final hour of the week. We are thrilled that you're here with us. We'll get back to some Kings basketball here. We got Warriors Rockets tonight.
We got
the Elk Grove. Those are your Rockets right there.
Oh, yeah, my Rockets tonight. Go Rockets. To the moon. Hashtag to the moon.
Hashtag Houston, we have a problem.
916-909-1320. Who'd you say it was, Jared? Jared, what's happening, man? Appreciate you calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, so I got this call a couple days ago, and it was from, like, a sales rep from the Sacramento Kings. And, like, I've been to the playoff games. I went to this last play-in game and everything. And so I expected it's the normal call of, like, can we get you interested in a ticket package? You know, do you want to be a season ticket holder? That kind of thing. This dude didn't sell me anything. He was just, like, asking my experience about the play-in game. And I was like, well, you know, the game, but you know, the game wasn't great. Besides that, it was fine. And he was like, well, you know, what would, like, you know, if you, what do you want more of? Like, obviously I want to, like, go to more postseason games in Sacramento. That's always what I want to see. And he was like, how would you feel about if the team built around younger guys more and, like, went for some of these higher draft picks in coming years? And he name dropped the Boozer Twins and AJ DeBansta. And basically just, like, talk ball with me for, like, 5 minutes about how I would feel about the team tanking if it meant more playoffs in the future as opposed to these next couple seasons. And I was, like, totally taken aback by that. And, like, maybe that's more normal. I've never been a season ticket holder. But I was curious about, like, if you guys think that means anything, if the team is actually, like, trying to look at a legit tank.
I don't know. But it's interesting that that happened. And it's almost – and I appreciate you, Jared – it's almost a little bit of a case study that we've done on here. Every time somebody talks about tank, I say, that's cool. Are you going to go to the games? Or are you going to buy season tickets? Oh, no, I ain't spending my money on that. All right. So in a certain roundabout way, maybe it's like, hey, we got a business to run. Let's see what, like, would people still pay money if we did this tank thing? I don't think that's really what happened, but I'm just saying that's a, maybe personally that guy wanted to know what was going on.
Well, you said something important right there. I think there's he's a salesperson. He might be trying to gauge the conversation. Like, this is how I'm going to sell you on the Sacramento Kings. Like, I don't believe that the Sacramento. This isn't Lipton Ephedra where they have a script to read. That's a deep cut. I think Jesse might even miss that.
I think I did.
No, he Jesse.
He got to step
wow.
his game up.
Jesse, wow.
Jesse, come on, bro.
That's tough.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, my fault, Casey.
Michael,
yeah, wow. You remember, what was Michael doing in that episode?
He was cooking chili.
Well, okay.
They're always cooking chili. They're always Brian Packer or whoever they always is. Bill Packer.
Is it Bob Packer?
Bill Packer. Yeah, Bill Packer.
That's right. By the way, I want to point this out, too. When Eddie was talking, Zebra PT had two of the most.
I saw one of them.
had two of the most plausible.
She's been kind of crazy.
I gotta
lately.
Believe that Zebra. Like she been on Kenny Caraway vibes all day. That I have noticed. To believe she's doing it on purpose. Like she is acting out in the chat today.
I saw one of them about like almost like the ninja joint.
I saw that one. I don't even know if that was worse than the second one that hit. But
which reminds you, did you watch the tape yet?
There's no reason to. The game's over, bro.
It just yanked on my jersey.
No,
bro, I already won the series. Are you going to go retroactively go shoot the free throw? The series is over. I'm going on to the second round. And yeah, I did it. So what?
All right. Many sleepless nights, blah, 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 whatever they said in that tweet.
Sleepless nights.
I don't believe
it's a directive.
Sales are reading off scripts. Yeah. Maybe that's what that individual thought. You know, maybe he thought that's what Jared wanted to hear. Maybe he was just trying to gauge the conversation. Maybe they're having a conversation. Him and Jared are having it, and then he'll call back in a week, in a month. Hey, you know, we talked about blah, 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 blah. Now that he's got a little bit, you're trying to, you know, it's a pitch. That's what it is. You're trying to pitch the Sacramento Kings, and it's the version of the Sacramento Kings that you think the person that you're talking to wants to hear about.
Right.
You imagine the Kings like, all right, guys, Jared's our last call. If he says he'll buy tickets and we'll tank, we're going to go through with it. If not, Jared was figure
the,
it out.
He was the human coin flip.
Yeah. Jared, you may have determined the future of the Sacramento
Kings. Yeah, what did you decide?
But like I said, that is an interesting case study that I like to do all the time, and I haven't found a lot of people, if any, who are like, yeah, I'll still give them my money if they tank.
Right.
Everybody's like, no, I'm not going to the games.
Yeah.
Or no, like they'll be like, well, if the prices are this, then I'm not paying for, like, cool. Once again, I'm not saying anybody's wrong. I'm telling you, for a guy that's trying to run a business and make a profit, if people are telling him, hey, just tank and be bad, and those same people are, I'm not going to support this company with my dollars.
Yeah.
If you do that, that's kind of, it's tough. It's tough to say, hey, okay, I'll just be bad, even though I'm going to lose money. People have voiced to me that they won't show up or support the product if we're bad, but they want me to do it, so I'll go ahead and do it.
Casey, talking about losing money, do you want to give his away right now?
Oh, that's a good idea. Look at that boy. That boy Jesse out there producing. That boy Jesse out there producing. Win Kenny's money right now with the Jump Shot Jackpot giveaway, courtesy of Folsom Lake Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the big guy, Vince Bloom. Today's $500 e-Visa gift card KC found in one of his Louis Vuitton bags that he hasn't worn in 6 months. If you want your chance to win that $500 e-Visa gift card, text the keyword, enter the keyword team over at ESPN1320.com.
Okay.
Enter the keyword team right now at ESPN1320.com as part of the Jump Shot Jackpot giveaway, courtesy of Folsom Lake Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. This is it. This is our last $500. It is.
Oh boy!
Two winners today, by the way.
Huh?
Two winners today.
Hey, go enter that keyword. I'm gonna finally get rid of that piece of paper I've been scribbling on. You know what I always remember about May 2nd?
No, I don't actually.
Well,
do you know whose birthday today is?
No.
It's your boys.
Both of ours?
It's Dwayne's birthday.
Oh, I saw that tweet this morning.
It's The Rock's birthday. But you know why? You know why I remember it? The stupid ass, highly overrated This Is Your Life skit.
Yeah.
When Mankind has them singing Happy Birthday, and The Rock says to the fans, obviously, he's grateful. But The Rock's birthday is May 2nd, you stupid son of a bitch. That's why I always remember The Rock's birthday.
How can we say that, but not a-hole?
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know what it is about hole that makes the first word so bad.
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
FCC rules are essentially you can't say these three words, and then you got to hope your audience is cool with the rest.
Pretty much. Or just hope nobody's listening at that time. Because if everybody's listening, oh, yeah, no, you're going to have to pay for
that. I think if we casually just started, like, not, like, abusing it, but just, like, no one would even notice because they're so conditioned. Like, I don't know what you're allowed to say on TV anymore. Like,
oh, my gosh, TV.
Follow FX. Whatever FX does, we can do.
FX, AEW, they cuss, like, on just regular Wednesday night promos.
Yeah, it's just a matter of just don't be scared. You just got to go through with it. Go ahead, Kenny. Cuss right now.
Commit to it.
Yeah, cuss right now, Kenny.
I got to be the one. It's crazy. But you know what I will do since we're taking care of money? I got that lineup ready to go. I won my Prize Picks lineups two nights in a row. You know what? I got a grand total of $4 for those two wins. But that's okay. I'm not sneezing at it because I didn't lose any.
You said $4?
Yeah, but I got 3 out of 5 on two on my last two lineups, and they were $2 a piece, the winnings. But I'll take it.
My man. Hey,
I'll take it.
I'll tell you this. You didn't lose.
I didn't lose, man. I still get to play the game, so it's all good. Tonight, oh, yeah, we're going all game six, man. We're going all game six because the Warriors, Rockets, trying to get those Rockets to send it back to Houston. You know, to the moon, hashtag to the moon. All right, we've got that going on. And we got Jalen Green. I got him at 15.5 points. I'm going more. I'm going more with that.
I need to set a lineup since we have an early day. Let's set a lineup here. What do we got?
Steph Curry,
okay.
The Goblin, 19.5 points.
Is that Curry's new nickname?
No.
Oh.
And there goes the Goblin for his A3.
The Goblin! They got him at 19.5 points. I mean, the money's there.
This seems to be pretty steady. The Demon is at 29.5.
I mean, you could.
That's pretty steady. Like I feel like when you hit demons, Bron, a couple mm-hmm. It's always like that 29.5. Can mm-hmm. they get to the 30 mm-hmm. point threshold?
Yeah, I'm gonna just take the money. It's right there for me. 19.5 points. Give me the more. You know, I don't really mess with the Goblins, but I had to in this situation. Take the money. I'm just, what? No, hey, what?
It's minding my business.
What's going on with the Goblins again?
Y'all can't see this. I looked over at Jesse, and Jesse's like thinking about it. He's like rubbing his eyes, like, I think I'm going to let this one go.
Yeah, after he let the most egregious one of all time go.
He didn't hear it. Earl Hebner had his back turned. So what, Mr. Fuji hit you with the cane? It's not my fault.
I got Tara Eason. Half a dunk. Why not? Let's go more with that one.
All right.
Moses Moody, another Goblin. That's a more or less. Half a three-pointer made. I went more on that. And this is the one that I'm kind of like, I don't know what's going to happen here. Fred VanVleet, 23.5 points, rebounds, and assists. I went more. So that's the lineup right there. Look, download the Prize Pick app. Put in the promo code KIFM. You get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM to get $50 whether you win or lose. Just put the promo code in there. You're good to go. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, run your game.
Wow,
this guy's on fire.
Again.
This was our closest race, by the way. Those two messages popped up right at the same time.
They did. And now Zay only has a 2-game lead over Johnny. Woo.
Damn, Zay.
It's getting tight. Zay had a great week last week. I think he went 0 for all of this week. That's tough.
They're saying Zaybo, he's all-timer, but he can't play any defense.
No, what I would do, wow.
I think you can win a title with Zaybo still. I think you can win a title with Zaybo still. Kenny might not think so, but I think you can win with him still.
Wow.
What if can you win with him being your best chat member?
I think so, but we need more defense.
Can he be your number one chat member, or do you need somebody better than him in the chat?
I think we can make it work.
Oh, that was a good one.
Hold up.
So
what is going on here?
What? What you seeing?
There is some major discrepancies. So there is a screenshot with Zabo's going in first.
What the hell is going on here?
Is that YouTube?
This is
where are they from?
And then
where are they from?
There's a screenshot of Johnny G's being first.
Where are they from? Are they both? I can check right now. Are they both YouTube?
They look like
Zabo's YouTube.
Yeah, these are both. Yeah, both like, YouTube.
That's a YouTube screenshot right there.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny. Yeah, I think Johnny's making his. See, I'm trying to think of where you're making your comment from. Johnny's from YouTube. He's making his comment.
Yeah, they're both
from
on YouTube. I think we got to go with Johnny still. It's according to our chat, and our chat, which has them all.
That's facts.
Has Johnny G first.
In screenshots.
Hey, this is serious. This is serious.
If I was Zabo, I'd quit. I'd be like Batista. I'd throw the mic down and go, I quit.
Nah, dealing with Casey's like the mafia. This is for life. We take you out.
For life.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, this is going to lead PTI because now Zabo has, instead of having a 4-game lead, he's now got a 2-game lead over Johnny. This is going to be on Get Up.
Was Zabo me and Pocket Watchers last year?
Oh.
And Zabo the Spider-Man man.
Oh, man.
Zabo, don't lose the next one. Just gets worse.
Tough, man.
It's way worse.
You got to stop the bleeding at some point.
It's facts. And then you're not going to want to play. Sometimes it's going to be 12 o'clock. Like, damn, I really hope we don't play Pocket Watchers today.
Oh, just sweating.
Hey, I got a
Ben's little bro says, run your last 2-minute report.
I remember when I broke the Pocket Watchers streak. I even thought I lost. Like, damn, I lost. I was all sad. And then Dame's like, oh, you won. I was like, oh, thank God.
The emotional toll that these stupid-ass games take on people. All because Zabo went to work one time in 5 years. The man went to work.
Can I just express this? So we're kind of joking about it, but there is a big boxing card that is going on in Times Square, in the middle of Times Square.
We're not joking right about now. The boxing card. We're joking about my interest in the boxing
yes.
card.
It's going on right now in the middle of Times Square. Like, three of the biggest young stars in the game are fighting on this card. It's actually very, very cool. But I'm seeing video from them right now from the event. The ring walk is in a taxi cab.
I saw that. Believe it or not, I saw it. I was tagged in it.
Damian Raphael here.
Yeah, I Chatty House was looking out. Looking at it right now.
The ring walk is in a taxi cab. That's kind of fire. Now, here's the other thing. They have blocked off the ring to the general public. So they didn't put, like, the fence with the green tarp. So they, like, if you're walking in Times Square, you can't see it.
Yeah, you can't see it. This is a hell of a, I mean, this is exactly what Bonte called it. This is a hell of a spectacle.
It is. I think this is pretty dope.
They got, so, you like, if I'm walking down Times Square, I can't watch the fight?
No.
No. What if I want to go to Carlos's bakery?
Carlos, where's Carlos's bakery?
It's literally right behind the ring.
And what if I want to get a piece of cake or something?
Like, what if I want a cake? I don't think this is funny. What if I went all the way to New York to get some? Oh, you know what? I think
you visited New York.
Yeah.
And the one thing you wanted to do was go to Carlos'
bakery.
Ma'am,
you can't pick up your wedding cake today. Devin Haney's fighting today.
Okay, no. I got it. I see it. You're fine. You can get to Carlos's bakery. The red block off wall is in right. It's in front of the entrance.
What super insight? Boxing Twitter are you at? I don't see any
I'm
of
looking
this.
At it right now. What do you mean? It's on Bonte's page.
He really is 13th round with Damian Barling, bro.
I would never pick such a stupid name. It'll be
maybe Damian Kellerman.
It's on Bonte's page.
Let me see.
We got tagged. Right, or maybe you didn't get tagged.
I didn't get
in
tagged
it.
At all.
Because you ain't boxing. I'm boxing. You ain't boxing. You over here worried about Vazorp, and I'm over here.
Giants lost again last night. Come on, man. And I was so happy they finally are playing the Rockies. I was like, cool, we
Pragmatic
need this.
Pessimist text me in it, or tagged me in it. You know,
everybody knows.
Pragmatic. You know I'm a boxing guy.
Everybody knows.
Pray for Mojo brings up a good point. Can you still get a good New York slice over there?
That's my favorite.
Sabario's considered a New York slice?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Is that...
Oh, go take a lap.
Wait.
Take a lap.
Wait.
Oh, go
get
take a lap.
Get out of here.
Yeah, fence and back.
Boom.
As a matter of fact, we got like 38 minutes left. Just run the rest of class.
You know what happened? You know what happened? They were talking pizza on the insiders. I thought it was a continuation of that.
No, it's
we were
not.
Talking like Little Caesars and Taco Bell.
Bro,
like, that's stretching it right
literally
there,
the
yeah.
same joke we make every day.
First of all, how dare you?
Michael, you know, no, you already used that one. You can't use that one twice. Drew Down says, just watch it once.
If they do this again, we're going to have to do D'Lo and Casey live in New York.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
We're not. But it is a pretty dope spectacle. This is pretty cool.
I didn't think they were going to be able to get this done.
That's going to be
so help me. This is, okay, all kidding aside.
I don't know if they have any fans here, by the way.
We'll get to, so that's what I was about to ask. We'll get to the Kings and Doug, and we'll rehash the same.
Doug is still the head coach after 51 games.
Jesus Christ. What, like, is it this is really a big night?
Yeah, actually.
It is a big night, number one, because of the location, like what they were able to do. Like,
okay.
That's crazy.
Okay.
But the fights are actually good fights.
No. I'm sorry. Not good fights. Are these big fights?
They have three headliners. They're not fighting each other.
Okay.
But it's three headliners.
So you can afford to do this. Because that's what you know what I don't see is seats.
Yeah, I guess.
Are you okay?
Yeah, hold on.
You never cough. Are you all right?
Just need some water.
Okay.
Yeah.
He sneezed twice during KSFM, and I took the under. I was like, Les. I said, Les.
That's the going around. It's been moving. It's been moving, right? Like, because before it would be more, but at recent memory, if you go down my little my recent games,
yeah,
Les.
Yeah.
Is
the so okay, I see like all of the people in suits that look like judges or officials are sitting. So there are seats, but like, are there fans here?
From what I see, like it might be super VIPs. You know, a lot of media.
So you're not
members.
Making money doing this. And the shutdown Times Square, what could that have? Well, I guess you didn't shut it down.
You blocked off
Times Square.
This is a kid playing with his money.
Okay, yeah.
It's the
I got you.
His Excellency. It's the Saudi bag.
Why not?
I don't care.
Let's put fights in Times Square versus what that is.
I wanna put a fight at Disney World. I wonder what that would look like. I don't need nobody to attend. I just want to see what that looked like. That's what's going on.
I want to put a fight at the Ridge Studios.
All right. Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't, from what I can see, I don't know if there's going to be like a lot of fans here, if at all, but they didn't block off. So commoners can't even, like civilians can't even see what's going on if they're walking by.
Civilians probably wouldn't know what the officer. Fight!
Civilians in New York would just move.
Yeah. Do you know where you're going? You can always tell the people in New York who are from New York and then the ones that aren't. They are moving at two very, very different paces.
They don't care about anything.
And the ones that are from New York, they don't slow down to like look if cars are coming. They somehow know and they just keep walking. It doesn't matter if 400 people are gathered right next to the crosswalk. If you're from New York, they're just going to keep walking. Going. And there's an agreement. You're not going to get hit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You're going to get cursed out.
You get honked at. You'll get cursed out. But you won't get hit. It's really an amazing thing to watch.
Shout out to Andreas Hale. He's a boxing writer for ESPN. He's at the fights. And he says, let me be clear. This is the most absurd event I've ever covered.
Okay.
I'm in the green room of Good Morning America watching boxing in Times Square. And I can see three Elmos. Terrence Crawford, KSI, Mike Tyson, a fake Tupac, and Snoop Dogg.
You said three Elmos?
That's terrific. There's three Elmos in New York City.
There's today's title.
Yeah, man. So,
who is this dude? King Ray?
Oh, King Rai? King Rai, yeah.
That's
Ryan Garcia.
That's Ryan Garcia?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
King Rye. What's he doing?
Walking?
I mean, look, this guy, he's got everything. He's got everything before I do. He's got the ring walks. He's got everything before
Bro,
I do.
Bro, I didn't. Is Ryan Garcia one of the most famous boxers on the planet?
Yes.
I had no idea who that man was.
He said, who's King
Ray?
I had no idea who this man was. He's so goddamn pretty. He looks like a soccer player. He's doing. Hey, he's doing that in his walking.
And how is he seeing this? Did he buy the pay per view? I can't even.
You all
see
thought
this.
I was playing with my DAZN.
Yeah, who he fought?
Whoa,
you
hey, actually... whoa, hey.
Nah.
Wow. Wow.
What are you even doing? You should still be running. Actually,
this is what a sad day this is.
Yeah.
What a sad day this is. We'll come back. It's the funeral of Kenny Caraway with D'Lo and Casey. Return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. One thing we haven't spent much time on today because we've been goofing around for 3.5 hours. We mentioned it.
Goofing around for 5 years.
That's a good point. Good point.
I like that idea. We got time at some point. Can we get to the rewind?
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that.
I'll let you finish your thought, but I just want to make sure.
Well, I looked up. I saw our brother, the Hall of Famer, Mark Spears.
Yeah.
Realized we haven't really, we referenced it in our conversation with Kyle. Greg Popovich is finished coaching. Mm-hmm. I think there might have been some people who were hopeful after the medical incident that he would return. And then I think when word got out that he suffered some sort of second one, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people realize, he probably won't go back to coaching. And that is, in fact, the case. Greg Popovich's coaching career is done. He will move to a permanent role in a permanent front office role. And is Mitch Johnson? Mm-hmm. I got that right? Mitch Johnson, who coached the Spurs mm-hmm. after Pop's incident, will be their new permanent head coach.
just ask the question: Is he the GOAT?
I mean,
yeah, I think so.
I say no.
It's him and
no?
Phil.
You think it's Phil? Yeah,
it's, Phil by a
it's,
mile.
It's did no.
Did, yes, did Pop do mile. More with less though? Because Phil had Kobe and Shaq. He had Mike. Like Phil.
That's not fair. Yeah, that's not fair. Phil like Phil.
Like Phil took over the Bulls when they were ready to win damn near, no?
Yeah, he got he took two teams that were close over the top.
Mm-hmm. And
did he take over for Doug Collins?
Yes.
Or was there someone he took over for Doug Collins?
None of them won without him.
Yeah,
he got out before it was bad though, no?
Well,
no, like the Bulls dynasty ended because they wouldn't bring him back. Mm-hmm. He was the catalyst to that dynasty ending. When was it Krause or Reinsdorf? I don't remember which Jerry it was.
It's
Krause, I thought it was Krause.
Because Reinsdorf is still alive or was still alive, and they in the Last Dance they kind of blamed everything on Krause.
And yeah, right. And he was the one who Phil is done. And Phil was done. Michael was done. Everybody was done after that. And then the same thing with the Lakers. He took over a Lakers team that was close, but they didn't win without him. I don't think by a mile is fair. I mean, Greg Popovich, God bless it. I think there's a lot of parallels between the Jordan-LeBron conversation. The longevity that Pop had, Pop's first season under 500 was like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, his first season that didn't end somewhere in the playoffs was a couple years ago. But much like the LeBron, in my opinion, much like the LeBron, Michael Jordan, it's a two-man conversation for the greatest, not some of the greatest of all time. It's a two-person conversation between LeBron and Michael Jordan.
Well, Red Auerbach hitter.
They only had four people.
No, I'm just kidding on that one.
I read a book once. Like, I don't know.
You didn't watch Celtic City, okay?
I didn't.
Yeah,
but I was alive for Phil and I was alive for Pop, and to me, like that's probably the argument right there.
Yeah, Pop.
Who's third?
It's Pat. I mean, it's probably your boy. I'm not saying Red Auerbach doesn't deserve to be in the conversation. I don't know what to tell you about him other than he appeared to be a racist old man.
They had four people.
who hired Bill Russell and said, "Look, no, I'm not." Maybe he wasn't racist. Maybe he was just hateful. But I'm not going to ignore that. Like, he's important.
Yeah,
he's incredibly important to the league.
He's top five.
Yeah, like, he's...
I think Pat's better.
Why?
Pat has the championships. He did it in different locations.
You don't say that. Like, so does Red. But I'm not going to make an argument
that's
for Red.
That's part of what like, Pat was found success in three different locations.
Yeah, okay. You could argue Pat might have invented a style of basketball.
Yeah. And then completely contradicted that style of basketball once he went to his next stop. Because the Knicks were not Showtime.
No, right. But they were, I beat your ass. What shockingly, that's what the Miami Heat turned out to be too.
Which is like looking back is crazy because I'm sure D'Lo and Casey at the time would be like, oh, he go to New York. They're going to be Showtime. That's what he did in L.A. Yeah. And it was the complete opposite.
And all these years later, he makes his, maybe arguably, makes his biggest impression in the league as the head coach of the Showtime Lakers. We're going to do it again. And all the, like, and all of that stuff.
That's a good one.
But, like, what is Miami to this very moment known for?
The culture.
The continuity, the culture, the toughness. Like, that to me is what, like, that might be what winds up defining Pat Riley teams the most. Or maybe it's, you know, we've started to, I guess I've fallen in love with the 8-24 analogy where Kobe was extraordinary at number eight. He was equally, like, almost identically as incredible at 24, mm-hmm. I used this reference on KSFM when we were talking about like the two different Chris Brown careers.
Yeah.
Pat Riley might have an 8-24.
Yeah.
8 being the Los Angeles Lakers, 24 being everything he did with the Knicks and now Miami.
Another good call. He, you know, I'm a big fan of him, but they're calling for Pat to leave. I saw that a lot last week. And that's from like ex-players or people on TV. Like, yeah, I think it's time.
Heat fans hate Pat Riley.
Do they blame the loss of Jimmy Butler on Pat Riley?
Yeah, that, but also not, I guess, capitalizing on having Jimmy and that those guys there.
Maybe not getting Dame.
Yeah, not.
Do they blame? I mean, I don't how that's Pat Riley's fault.
Not exactly that, but I think just that never made that Dame type move, even though they were just, for this player, whatever. Like, they never just made that move.
Well, Jimmy was the move.
Probably need one more.
Jimmy
though.
Was. No, I hear you, but Jimmy was a big acquisition for Miami when that happened.
Yeah. This year, I think people who, like Pat's got to go and all this other stuff, overrate and overvalue, like, Jimmy Butler today. Like, if he would have gave him the money and he would have stayed, like, they weren't going nowhere. They weren't going anywhere. So I understand moving on from Jimmy Butler because the money that he might have been asking for, that would have been like a Kobe at the end of his career type of situation. Like, all right, I'm repaying you for what you've meant to this organization, but I also know, like, this is not a championship situation. Paying you $60 million a year. Like, we're going to lose.
All right.
Maybe they get mad at him, too, for running LeBron out, eating his cookies on the plane.
Well, yeah, I don't. That's a good point. I don't imagine that. I don't think he ate his cookies. I think he got rid of them.
So much better if you tell the story that way, though.
I don't think he ate them. That'd be crazy, though. LeBron go up to the front seat like, Riles, where's my cookies? And just cookie dust. Just,
I don't know where.
Y'all know I eat cookies every night. If someone took my cookies, I'd be pissed. It'd be over. I'd be like LeBron. I'd be like, I'm out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to make sure we at least spent a minute or two talking about Greg Popovich. I don't love everything about Pop. You know, knowing people in the TV industry for a long time, especially, you know, being in Connecticut, knowing Doris when she was, you know, primarily a sideline reporter, she was embarrassed by Pop's antics. I think she's told the story. I know she's told the story publicly. She said it on a former show I did, but like, she had an interaction that was so bad when she got back to her spot. She was like, please don't air that. And the producer was like, we won't. It's okay. Mm. We'll tell the league we did the interview. We didn't think it was appropriate to air and we won't. But like that, that's Doris talking about that. Like some of that stuff he did, especially at the beginning of this, before people, for whatever reason, started finding it charming and before he kind of loosened up a little bit and just made it a bit. Like it was hard. Like, those are people trying to do their job, and one of the absolute best, most well-respected coaches in the game embarrassed them. Mm-hmm. That's tough.
Yeah.
And I like, again, that those moments don't define Pop.
Right.
But it's not all sweet, loving ambassador. It's, hey, some of your behavior sucked.
One of the things I wonder.
Tony Harvey asked you who you voted for All-Star game.
Tony.
Yeah.
One of the things I wonder about that, because I remember you telling that story and just kind of those early interactions. I wonder if somebody let him know how he was making people feel and he changed and maybe even apologized for those things. That's, if he apologized to Doris privately, that's not for us to know. We don't have to know. But I'm just saying, like, maybe he wasn't aware of the way he was behaving and how it was making others look and feel in those moments. And he said, okay, I should probably stop that. Because he did change.
I hope he did. He did, sort of. He wasn't as mean. He made it more of a bit. And I think a lot of that was Craig Sager. He obviously had a great relationship with Craig Sager. And then he had the amazing moment with Craig Sager's son. And then from there, I felt like things got, you know, then you started having a lot of ex-players. I think things got a little better after that.
Yeah. Now they got, they interviewing the damn players as they're trying to check into the game. The Julius Randle, what'd you think about, I'm supposed, hey, help, help, help. Hold well, on. I got to wait a minute. Well, they're recorded, but still.
It's still better than when the WNBA was trying to interview Becky Hammond as she was coaching. Becky and
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And apologies to ESPN 1320 and 98.5 FM HD2. Apologies to the Odyssey app listeners. But they're talking to her, and she's like looking off in the distance. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. We're trying to get a rebound. Just like with a perpetual state of confusion on her face.
And then they finally like, all right, coach, we'll let you go back to coach. And she was just disgusted. Like, get this thing off.
Fine. Like Kyle Mattson the other day threw her headphones or that earpiece or whatever.
Preseason starts tonight in the W.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow, you're right. May 2nd. Yeah.
Paige Becker's debut. Caitlin's playing. Caitlin, yeah. I think, might be on TV. I think that might.
Okay. Well, if Caitlin's playing, it's on TV.
NBA is on TNT tonight? Or no, they might be on ESPN.
No, today's Friday.
Okay, they're on ESPN.
Wouldn't that be ESPN? Yeah.
It's on ESPN 1320 at 5:30.
Well, that's all that matters.
Wow. Caitlin's Sunday, I don't think. Oh Caitlin's. Maybe.
No, I'm sorry,
Caitlin's tomorrow. Caitlin's tomorrow and Sunday.
Gosh. Okay. Damn.
Caitlin plays every day for the rest of the year. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. The WNBA has moved games to Christmas so Caitlin Clark can play.
Oh, man. But, yeah, man, W is back tonight. They probably have about a two-week we looked at this before.
Training camp is not very long.
May 16th is the first day something like that.
Training camp isn't very long. Preseason is not very long either. Yeah. Start of the regular season, I think, is May 16th because I think that's the Valkyries – first game. Mm. That's the only reason that day is sticking out. Nope, the Valkyrie. Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, the Sparks. Mm. Sparks at Valkyries. Lynx at Wings. And Dream at Mystics. That's the
May 16th. My girls ain't starting the season? I'll be disrespectful out here. Kamish?
Hey, why don't you relax? They have the Saturday game.
All right, as long as we in primetime.
On ABC.
Yeah, as long as we in primetime. Show some respect.
Calm down, buddy.
To my girl Asia, MVP Asia.
I'm sorry.
Now we got my girl Jewel Lloyd here with us.
No.
Jewel
Lloyd,
she's aces. She's always going to be aces.
I swear, the aces for life is, I swear, it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I'm going to run these teams back for you again. Mm-hmm. Dream Mystics, Lynx Wings, Sparks Valkyries. Is there anything about that opening night that's standing out to you besides the aces aren't playing? Great. The aces open up with the New York Liberty.
Let's go.
Who won the championship. Yeah. On ABC.
They borrowing our title. They borrowing it.
To no surprise, the next game on ABC, Chicago and Indiana.
I was about to say, aren't they starting with Sky Fever?
It's Sky and Fever.
I'm tapped in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching.
I'm tapped in.
I'm watching.
That's what we like to call real heat right
now. I'm watching. Let me get my league pass ordered here, too.
I'm telling you, you know what to go get. You ain't even going to need it. Go get you that Sky Box and that Super Box.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, Superbox got everything, bro. Look,
I was gonna make a joke, but it does not.
I'm gonna help my people out, man. Hey,
what? Say it.
Nah.
What's wrong with the Superbox?
Come September. Nothing. Come September.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really? That's how this works. You saw it on the YouTube video.
It's like that. I went through the whole thing. I saw the channels.
Is Dana gonna get us?
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't care. I'm willing to risk it after what I saw.
Hey, Dana.
I went through the channel listings. Yeah.
We're just inventing show segments here for fun. So we thought, like, a lot of stuff gets moved and we get goofing around. So I was like, why don't we do something on Fridays called The Rewind, where stories that were percolating around sports or anywhere – we didn't spend enough time on. We have a couple. We don't have a ton of time. You said you wanted to do this. Was there one in particular that you wanted to talk about?
I mean,
leave Bill Belichick alone. Leave Bill alone. Doesn't matter how he met that lady.
Did you guys watch the CBS interview?
I saw the part everyone saw.
Yeah.
No, I watched the interview. It's like it's like 10 minutes. It's weird.
Is it? Is this weird?
So it's weird because Bill trying to be normal is very strange. Also, Bill is in this, like, destroyed navy, like, not color, like, navy.
Yeah.
Sweatshirt.
Yeah.
But it's destroyed like it'd be a fashion thing
like
today.
Like Kanye West did it.
Yeah. But Bill's wearing it. And like, so it looks weird. And then you have the girl, Jordan Hudson, off camera.
Yeah, sitting at a desk somewhere.
And so when Bill smiles, it feels like he's forcing a smile. Like it's not real. And they start talking about his relationship. Bill is 73. This young lady, I think, is 24,
25 right
now,
there.
And now they're getting at her like, that woman is not 24. That's cool.
Oh, I didn't
well,
see
I
that
know
part
one
of
thing.
It.
She's not 73.
That's facts.
And so, they're talking, and it's a perfectly normal conversation, and the guy goes, how did you guys meet? And immediately, off camera, she chimes in, oh, we're not talking about that. And the guy looks over like, we're not? And she goes, no. And there is this pregnant pause. There is this long stretch of silence where, and I forgot brother's name. Shout out to him. He quickly adjusts and goes, okay, tell me about your relationship. And they go on talking, and he talks about, you know, you joined Instagram, and he made jokes. What was he made a joke about, it wasn't Facebook, but he said something years ago. No, I'm not on Face.
Now I'm not on Face Place.
Whatever it is. And
he called it Face Chat.
That, okay. And he's like, okay, were you on Instagram now? And you have these pictures, and, you know, I know you're not like a, you know, a yoga guy, but you have this one where you're holding her up in the air with, like, you know, your feet. Tell me about that. And Bill looks at him, just confused, like, tell you about it? Well, yeah, the picture. Like, we've never seen you like this before. You look to be having fun. What's the response been? And he's looking like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I have an Instagram. I don't really interact. And I can see the guy just goes, okay. And then they move on to something else. What, and it's like, this is...
What's going on?
Yeah, let's get into it. What do you think is going on here?
So he's trying to sell a book. Like, Bill Belichick, I guess he has a book. And that's the whole point of this. Nothing about that interview made me go, I want to read Bill Belichick's book.
I mean, Scottie Pippen did a book tour, and that was kind of weird, too.
Oh, Scottie's like, book tour was bad.
I don't think these book tours were about buying the books and bourbon or something.
Yeah. It was terrible.
It got real awkward and uncomfortable.
I think Scottie was the one who I said, well, someone needs to stop him.
Yeah.
Someone needs to tell Scottie to stop doing these. This is going very poorly.
That was Scottie.
Bill was bizarre.
And this may be more bizarre.
Bill trying to be normal was extremely uncomfortable. It's like, just go back to being Bill Belichick.
I feel like she's trying to get him out of his shell or something.
No, that's not
no.
it.
No?
I don't think that's
what
it.
What do you think is going on there?
I don't know.
I don't even think. It's more than Bill trying to be
normal.
You
think normal. He's
trapped? We've seen Bill normal.
Like, I don't think that we have.
No, no. Look, if you go, Jesse, you've seen it too. I know you've seen it. You go to those, like, NFL 100 and how he talks about Ed Reed. Like, he's not.
Oh, he opens up.
That's Ed. He talks like a regular person.
But that's Bill talking about football. Okay, Bill being normal is talking about football. If you ask Bill to talk about something else, it feels uncomfortable for him. Talking about a relationship, talking about a woman, talking about a picture he took. He's in the picture. It's him. He can't explain it. That's not normal for him.
This seems bizarre. And it goes, I think it goes beyond normal and not normal for him. There's something going on with those two.
She's like his publicist almost.
I don't.
Like, because they said she's kind of connected to the whole Hard Knocks thing falling through.
Yeah.
She was on the field at the spring game in Hills.
Right.
She's clearly working.
I love. It's the motto of this show. We love love.
Yes.
There is nothing a 73-year-old and a 24-year-old. There's nothing these two people have in common.
Tell Robert De Niro and Al Pacino that.
There's one thing.
But I don't... Is Pacino's wife a child?
I think they're in their 20s.
Yeah. Both of them?
Well, I was going to say...
Pretty sure Pacino had the latest one.
There's one thing.
I think you're right about Pacino now.
He's got money and she wants it. I'm not saying that's what it is, but... Man. Yeah, that's attractive for some. And if he's happy with it, that's all that matters.
I guess it is. Like, if he knows what time it is and he's just going along with it.
If he's having a good time and he's enjoying the relationship, that's all that matters. I hope he's okay. Hope everybody's okay. But if he's good and he's enjoying it.
I don't think it's a get out situation.
Looking straight.
Well, I mean, it might be.
looking crazy. But if he's good, I'm good. What do we say? If you like it, I love it.
His Wikipedia page doesn't even... Bill was married, right?
Yeah, I think so. Or maybe he had a lady friend for a long time, but never got that done.
All right. How much time we got?
I'm 30 seconds, man.
Bill Belichick. Nope. Wow, there's absolute... Debbie Clark from 1977 to 2006.
They were married?
Yeah. Then he was with someone. You're right, Jesse. Didn't marry her from 07 to 23.
Damn.
And now my man's got a new love.
He said, I'm never getting married again. That's what happened.
He ain't found the right one. Keep looking.
Right one.
I don't think you did. I don't think you did now, just for the record, Bill. I don't think you did now. We're going home for the weekend, man. We appreciate you so much for being with us. We'll be back to do it again Monday morning at 10 a.m., beginning with the Insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader. Dubs Nation, we got you here on ESPN 1320 coming up at 5:30. We got the Warriors and Rockets on the way here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Agantes. Congrats, Doug Christie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.